This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Clear skies are expected across most of Colorado the rest of today, but another winter storm system is forecast to move through the state starting tomorrow afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Russ Danielson says Front Range and Eastern Plains communities could expect high winds and potentially snow on the heels of fire weather and tornado warnings.
It's a fun time of year, these transition seasons, you know, fall, spring. You can get all hazards during the same storm.
The best chance of snow is in the foothills. Parts of Metro Denver could see up to half an inch. The Colorado Avalanche begin their regular season tonight at home in Denver. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Last season ended in disappointment for the Avs. They swept through their opening round hockey playoff series with eyes on another Stanley Cup victory. But the run ended in heartbreak after they lost to the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the second round. Expectations for the Avs remain high, though. They're favored by many to win it all this year, but they'll start the season without star center Nathan MacKinnon and coach Jared Bednar, both of whom have tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss at least the first game. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
It is fall, and that means bears are preparing for hibernation. And as they do, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is reminding people living in areas known as the wildland-urban interface to secure outdoor trash and other potential food sources. Bears use the fall months to prepare for hibernation by eating 20,000 calories a day or more. That makes the animals more willing to venture into neighborhoods looking for food. CPW asks residents in risk areas to use bear-secured trash cans and dumpsters, remove bird feeders, and close and lock garage doors. This is CPR and KRCC.